Good morning, Exotic Vet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hey, Brock. It's Emmy calling from the Scarborough Veterinary Surgery. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a, I don't actually know what day it is kind of day.
Good. We're on the same page.
hey, can I be a pain for a second?
Yep. Sure.
We've had someone bring an Alexandrian into us as like a stray. Have you guys had anyone call to say that they're missing one or anything like that?
Yeah, let me just have a look on the lost and found. Does it have a microchip?
Look, that's a very good question, and I don't know if the girls downstairs have scanned it yet, but I will go and do that now. She does have a ring on her foot, but that's the most identifying factor about her. The main question I kind of wanted to ask, though, is... Mm-hmm. Are their pupils meant to go small and big and small and big really fast? She just looks real out of sorts, and I don't know if it's stress or...
Yeah,
I've only ever had pet galahs, so I have no idea about these little fuckers.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, no, they definitely have motor control of the pupil, so they,
okay.
Or they are, so that's normal for them. So yeah, I think she's definitely stressed. Definitely
yeah.
Check for a microchip. I've got like a couple lost Alexandrians that people have mentioned, but do you know what colour the leg band is?
It's a silver leg band, and I took a of the number. She's very friendly, but she's just not letting me get too close. It's 187 and then PS something. I couldn't get the other half.
That's okay, PSA. Nah, this one's got a pink leg band that we've recently some lost. Probably not.
No, you got distressed poops. That's not a healthy looking poop.
It's okay. So it's definitely not an Indian ringneck. It's definitely an Alexandrian.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I've had ringnecks before. it's an Alexandrian.
Cool.
Very big boy. Girl, I don't really know.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can't. I can't see one on here recently at all anyway, but yeah, usually like just offering lots of seed and water and stuff, probably just like the old ringnecks, and just definitely checking for a microchip because we do it pretty standardly.
Yeah, okay, do that now.
It usually should just be over the breast muscles, but yeah, usually if you just can't get much, I'll probably send them to the RSPCA and then they can fix him up.
Easy. Sweet, thank you so much for your help, I really appreciate it. If it does end up having a microchip and it's not registered or anything, I'll give you a call back and give it to you, but... Yeah,
sure.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that should be fine. We might have it on file, actually. So, yeah, if you've got that more detail, then I can just sort of search and look through from that.
Awesome. Sounds good. I'll call you back if there is one.
All right, no worries. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.